We've got the Brewers and the Yankees. Luis Severino will be squaring off against Brent Suter in just the fifth start of his career. We'll take it to the top of the first, Travis Shaw at the plate.
It brushed him. How do you like that? Shaw is on. Girardi didn't like it, and he's out to talk.
I think Joe Girardi is saying, you know what, you didn't say a word until he brought it to your attention. So if you would have heard it, you would have called time anyway.
Swung on, a high fly to right down the line. Judge toward the line, and it's gone. So I guess it really did hurt the Yankees. It's a three-run home run for Santana. Ellsbury off third, a run is in. Pitch swung on and lined at deep left center field in the alley. It is going to be off the wall. Braun has to field it at the wall. Frazier turns second, heads for third. He's there. First and second, one out, bottom of the ninth. The pitch swung on and lined to left field. Perez back. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that Frazier will amaze you. A three-run walk-off home run for a team that desperately needed a win.
5-3 Yankees is your final score. Brent Suter goes 6 1/3, 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 5. Not a bad day for Luis Severino. 3 earned runs through 7 innings pitched with 10 strikeouts. Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off against the Brewers on Saturday as they win 5-3. Here's Girardi on the game.
That's a big win. Clint, at-bats all day were good. To hit a three-run walk-off homer, I mean, we needed that. So tomorrow we have a chance to take the series. We have, you know, Tanaka going, and I think it's a really important game.
You know, he's made some slight adjustments as he's come up, and he's working on things, and, we're moving him all over the place, and it doesn't seem to bother him. He's extremely athletic. He's got 2 triples in 2 days. And has the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So, you know, I think he's making minor adjustments that he needs to make.
You know, Sevy did a really good job. After he gave up the 3-run homer in the first, he gave us 6 quality innings after that. And, never let the game get out of hand. And we kind of chipped away a little bit and got it to 3-2. And then Dellen had a pretty easy inning. And Chapman did his job. And, and the guy set it up with a couple walks. You know, what's been haunting us haunted them today. Yeah, I thought he mixed his pitches well is what he did. He kind of commanded the strike zone pretty good. What he's kind of done to be successful all year long, he was able to do. I didn't think his slider was as good as it's been some other starts. I thought it was a little inconsistent today, but I thought he used his pitches and kept them in check.
Clint Frazier goes 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a game-winning walk-off home run. Here's what he had to say about his stellar performance.
I feel like they're getting better every time I step in the box, and it's good to see results.
On that swing, were you looking for anything in particular?
I was just looking for a fastball that I could drive up the middle.
Clint, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Not a bad day for Luis Severino, but he would end up with the no decision. He goes 7 innings, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 10. Here's what Severino had to say about the game.
I missed that pitch. You know, it was a pitch inside, and I'm missing. I paid for that, but I make an adjustment, and another 2 more bats, I put it inside, and got good success. Not to finish, don't try to overthrow, finish my pitches. Don't try to throw 100, look at my pitches.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Jimmy Nelson will take the hill for the Brewers. He'll square off against Masahiro Tanaka.